For more than 20 years, Dr. Vincent Felitti has been studying the adult effects of adverse childhood experiences, things like losing a parent at an early age, experiencing sexual, physical, or emotional abuse or neglect, or growing up in a household where someone is mentally ill, abusing drugs, or absent in prison. His research began with a detailed personal history filled out by more than 17,000 patients in the San Diego area.
What we learned by inquiring routinely about the 10 most common categories of childhood abuse was that these indeed were common in a general population. They were overwhelmingly never recognized, partly because they're lost in time. These were events a half century earlier on average, partly because they're protected by shame and by secrecy and by the fact that we've all been taught very effectively as children that nice people don't talk about certain things.
But the survey did include an opportunity to talk about those issues with a doctor, which most of the participants accepted.
I see on the questionnaire that, can you tell me how that's affected you later in your life? That was our most common approach. The answers, interestingly, were surprisingly concise and to the point, minute and a half, 2 minutes long. And what we did, really, was listen. And in retrospect, implicitly, were accepting of that individual.
And doing that, Felitti says, had a remarkable and entirely unexpected benefit, one that was discovered when another team did some further data mining on those patients.
They found that that led to a 35% reduction in doctor office visits in the next year and an 11% reduction in emergency room visits.
But Dr. Felitti says there are also some huge negative outcomes for that same group of people.
We found that a person who experienced six or more of those categories had a 4,600% increased likelihood of becoming an injection drug user at some point later in life, as compared to an individual experiencing none of those categories, any six of them. Similarly, a person experiencing any six of those categories was between 3,100 and 5,000% more likely to attempt suicide at some point later in life.
These findings have prompted the Centers for Disease Control and the World Health Organization to incorporate similar lines of inquiry in their patient surveys. But Felitti says doctors have been far slower to embrace this approach, mostly, he suspects, because they're not sure what to do with the information. But he also has an answer to that.
When I tell people about the 35% reduction in doctor office visits, a common response is, how did you do that? You sent everyone to therapy, right? No, essentially never. Well, how'd you do that? We spent a long time thinking, how did we actually do that? And I came to see that asking and listening and implicitly accepting in the course of that listening turns out to be a very powerful form of doing.
Dr. Felitti was in Santa Rosa Thursday presenting at a workshop for local healthcare professionals and social workers. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.